local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live here on Pensacola right now, News Radio 92.3. Let's see, just about 4:13 here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. Typically with Joe and Austin. It's not going to be Joe and Austin today, though. Joe, as he warned us on multiple occasions recently, he's going to be taking a break to be with his daughter and, more importantly, be with March Madness, at least until this weekend. But don't worry, I'm not doing it alone. I do have someone that I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with. His name is Bobby Rossi. Bobby, how are you today, sir?
Doing good. Good to be here. So let's run through the news that we got going on all over the place. Lots of things going on locally as well as nationally. So let's hit it with the top three stories here. And what appears to be good news pertaining to the economy today, it was released that the unemployment benefits fell last week by about 2,000 new claims. That continues to show surprising low levels of layoffs in the economy. Now, skeptics claim that the number of people in the workforce has dropped, though, which doesn't show the full picture of the economy, according to them. Lawmakers have unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of a government shutdown. If they don't make the deadline by basically midnight tomorrow night, the government will shut down. Now, both Republicans and Democrats are eager to pass the bill so they can head off for their two-week recess and begin campaigning on what will probably be a contentious election. Now, our own Republican Senator Marco Rubio told The Independent that this $1.2 trillion spending bill is full of earmarks. Quote, that's the problem I have. I think Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins has done an extraordinary job. It could have been a lot worse, but you know, it's always problematic because people around here are pigs and they just can't help themselves and just fill it with a bunch of crap. And finally, the top three stories. Former President Trump, he could see some of his New York assets seized if he doesn't meet Monday's deadline to pay the $464 million bond in his civil fraud case. His Seven Springs golf course and private estate in Westchester County are at risk after the state attorneys entered judgments earlier this month. Now, the former president said he will be forced to sell some of his properties for cheap fire sale prices in order to post the bond, unless he's able to convince an appeals court to let him post a smaller amount after he appeals the decision. Those are your top three stories. Let's get traffic on the fives with Austin.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Well, first of all, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, multiple areas of note on the roads here early this afternoon. We'll start with Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile or traveling southbound towards I-10, we've just got heavy evening traffic giving you trouble both ways there. Also have a little bit of problems on Mobile Highway if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. And speaking of Blue Angel, if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, we've got some backups there also. Gulf Breeze Parkway not looking too bad right now, but Navarre Parkway, if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87 coming from Windhaven Beach, you're going to be dealing with some backups there. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River, you're going to be dealing with some backups if you're trying to get into downtown Milton.
Covenant Care's Art of Fashion Parisian Escape is coming up Thursday, April 4th. It's going to be Tres Chic. Get your tickets to this fashion soiree for a cause that features local boutiques and familiar model faces. Your $100 ticket includes entry into the pre-party and after-party, a fashion show, two drink vouchers, and hors d'oeuvres. Invite your friends, pick out your City of Love-inspired outfit, and we'll see you on the runway to support the mission of Covenant Care Foundation. Get more details and tickets at newsradio923.com. Austin, why don't you lead us into our first local stories?
Well, last week, a Pensacola police officer was hurt in a crash on Bayou Boulevard. That happened when a vehicle crossed the road and smashed into a patrol car that was in the turning lane near Buffalo Wild Wings. The officer was taken to the hospital to have his leg checked out after the crash, and PPD spokesman Mike Wood says that the driver of the other vehicle's toxicology report hasn't come back yet. He says when DUI suspects are evaluated at a hospital, things are done differently, and sometimes it can take a while to get the results.
We're learning more about Escambia County's plans to put lifeguards on Perdido Key this year. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore tells News Radio they plan to have three lifeguards working the four public beach accesses over at Perdido Key.
Because the accesses are so limited, and we don't have the entire stretch of the beach like we do at Pensacola Beach, where we can just go up and down the beach in a truck. We do have enough vehicles at Pensacola Beach to take a vehicle and put it on the key. So we'll put three people, two in the lifeguard stand at access two, and then we'll put one in a truck roving from one, three, and four.
There you go. So they, I guess, they plan to hire enough people to cover Pensacola Beach, the National Seashore, and Perdido Key without having to pull staff from anywhere else. So the plans to add guards on Perdido Key has been in motion since a fatal drowning incident that happened last April, and there was a bunch of near drownings that happened in Perdido Key last year as well. Hey, the Blues are back in town, Austin. What's going on with that?
Well, that means you're likely to see them in disguise above Pensacola as they practice for air show season. Blue Angels practice dates have been announced, with the first being next week. This year, the flight line viewing area behind the Naval Aviation Museum is also available again. There is open bleacher seating for up to 500 people, and chairs can be rented for $6. The Blues practices begin at 10:30. For a complete list of practice dates, you can check our website at newsradio1620.com.
Escambia County Animal Welfare officers were called to the rescue to rescue an injured bald eagle this week. Officers say the bird hit a window at a home in Pinewood Lane. Initially, residents reported the incident as an injured hawk. Responding officers took the bird to the Wildlife Sanctuary in Northwest Florida for veterinary care, and they reportedly are hoping to rehab it. The eagle is believed to be a juvenile female. That's why they thought it was a hawk. There's no word on the eagle's current condition, but wildlife officers said it appeared to be more alert after being taken to the sanctuary.
And Impact 100 will be giving out $1.2 million in grants this year. The philanthropic women's organization announced yesterday that they have a new record of over 1,200 members this year. Each member donates $1,000 to fund the grants, which are then awarded to area nonprofit organizations in five areas: arts, culture and history, education, environment and recreation, family, and health and wellness. The organization is holding a free workshop for groups interested in applying for grant funding. That will be held on April 18th at the E. Brownsville Community Center.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. I'm Bobby, filling in for Joe as he's out today and tomorrow, so I'll be back in tomorrow as well. Coming up here at the half-hour mark, you want to tune in there. We're going to give you your March Madness update. We've already got a couple of upsets that have happened on the first day of action, so we'll give that to you in the half-hour mark. Coming up next, though, we got state headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
It's Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event, and Feedmore Imports is offering low APR rates to help celebrate. How low? How about 0% for 60 months on all 2024 Tiguan models? Or take $2,000 in customer cash and 1.9% for 60 months on all 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport models. Or take $3,000 in customer cash. It's time to celebrate and get behind the wheel of a Volkswagen SUV or crossover today. There's plenty to go around, but with rates like these, they may not be around for long. And don't forget about the 2024 Jetta, Golf GTI, and Golf R. They're all available, too, at Feedmore Imports. Celebrate the Volkswagen 75th anniversary sales event at Feedmore Imports today. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit to PCI. Must take delivery by April 30th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was gonna be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a chance to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson about his favoring of an additional halfpenny local option sales tax and why he opposes a reduction in the millage rate. Also talked about the future of real estate transaction fees after this settlement slash decision relating to the 6% seller and buyer agent commission. And an allegation by Santa Rosa County Commissioner Kerry Smith that he was being eavesdropped upon by a fellow commissioner. Very interesting stuff. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, except Joe's off today and tomorrow. I'm Bobby filling in for Joe. And so if you'd like to weigh in, you can text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We're going through all, we do a rundown of all the news stories, the big news stories going on in the day today. We already covered the top three stories, and we covered the local stories here. We've got your state stories and other national stories coming up here in a minute. It's 67 degrees here in the Pensacola area, still cloudy. Tomorrow morning, going to be a little bit windy. You have wind gusts around 18 miles an hour. Around 18 miles an hour. So it's going to get a little bit windy tomorrow with a chance of light thunderstorms as well. Let's get traffic and weather together on the fives with Austin.
Thank you. I almost called you Joe. Forgive me. Thank you, Bobby. Yes, looking at traffic here, it's a bit more of what we covered on in our last update. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10, we've got evening traffic causing you some typical backups there. The intersection of Mobile Highway and Softly Field Road looking backed up at this point. And also, if you're traveling a bit further north on Mobile towards Blue Angel Parkway, you're going to have some slight issues in that area as well. Let's see. Blue Angel Parkway itself, if you're traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road, the congestion in that area has not lessened at all. Gulf Breeze Parkway has just a little bit if you're traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway has some if you're traveling westbound coming from Winhaven Beach towards Highway 87. And lastly, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some typical evening traffic that's going to cause you backups there as well. Let's see, it's 67 degrees in Pensacola currently, and it's going to get into the 50s. And as we get into the night, there's going to be some slight chances of showers. That's going to make your Friday a little bit worse, but don't worry, it's going to be worth it, because as we get into the weekend, the weather's going to be a lot clearer and a lot better. Bobby?
Got your March Madness update coming up after the half-hour mark right now. State headlines. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed several bills aimed at improving health care and increasing the size of Florida's health workforce. The bills expand training programs, offer loans to encourage health business innovations, and create new teaching hospitals in the behavioral health field. Governor DeSantis hopes the bills will make it easier to institutionalize individuals with serious mental health problems. The bills are part of the Live Healthy package that was sponsored by Senate President Kathleen Posidomo.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Parkland Saturday, touring to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School campus before the 1200 building is demolished this summer. Gun control activist and father Fred Guttenberg says he wants Harris to see how the design of the school played a role in making the massacre worse. He will then show the vice president the new building with enhanced safety measures like bulletproof glass, recessed windows, and self-locking doors. Harris will also attend a roundtable with families who lost loved ones in the 2018 mass shooting.
A proposal to lower Florida power and light utility bills is expected to get approval in less than 2 weeks. Members of the State Public Service Commission recommended approval of the request earlier today. If approved at the April 2nd meeting, customers could start noticing the impacts between May and December. Of course, this move is in response to the lower-than-expected fuel costs and is expected to save residents more than $660 million.
I'm all for that. And the South Florida police chief is temporarily off the job. The city of Margate launched a private investigation into Chief Joseph Galaska a few months ago after he was accused of sending inappropriate text messages about a female officer. The officer says the texts damaged her reputation and created a hostile work environment. A police union voted no confidence in Galaska last week, calling on him to resign. At yesterday's meeting, a city commission agreed to place him on a six-month probation, cut his pay, and require him to go through new training.
Whew. All righty. Homeland Security agents are leading an investigation at a Northwest Florida home. An armored truck was parked outside the Jacksonville's Maxville neighborhood. Earlier this morning, multiple agencies, including Florida Highway Patrol, were at the scene. Homicide detectives were also at the home, but at this time, it's unclear exactly what is under investigation.
And lastly, in your state headlines, two men are facing charges in connection to a deadly armed robbery in Jacksonville last month. Police say 28-year-old Lloyd Burgess was found dead on the city's west side near Lane Avenue South on February 27th. Burgess was reportedly killed while trying to rob someone with two other suspects. Those men, identified as Darius Person and Gabriel Woods, were arrested earlier this week. They have each been charged with murder.
The United States, in national headlines, the United States is pushing for a ceasefire agreement in the Hamas-Israel war. While speaking from Cairo, Egypt today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters a proposal for a ceasefire with the release of hostages held by Hamas is on the table. He added that Hamas has responded to that deal, and gaps in negotiating are narrowing. The plan includes surging humanitarian aid into Gaza, which has experienced acute levels of food insecurity. Blinken is set to visit Israel on Friday.
And an immigration riot is taking place in El Paso, Texas today. Reports say the Texas National Guard was overwhelmed by illegal immigrants looking to storm border barriers earlier today. Video shows dozens of migrants fighting with soldiers. The incident comes as border states struggle with the ongoing immigrant crisis.
We've got your March Madness update coming up after the half-hour mark, plus your top three stories as well. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jack Callahan. Secretary of State Blinken in Egypt for talks about the ongoing fighting in Gaza.
The need for an immediate, sustained ceasefire with the release of hostages. That would create space to surge more humanitarian assistance to relieve the suffering of many people.
The U.S. will introduce a Gaza ceasefire resolution to the United Nations Security Council tomorrow, saying passage would pressure Hamas to accept a ceasefire deal now on the table. The Biden administration suing Apple for allegedly monopolizing the cell phone business in the U.S.
The Department of Justice, joined by 15 states and the District of Columbia, sued Apple in the U.S. District Court for the District of New Jersey for violating Section 2 of the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Attorney General Merrick Garland, Apple responding, the lawsuit is wrong on the facts and the law. America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with your money now. Nike is out with holiday quarter earnings and revenue that slightly topped expectations. The sneaker and athletic apparel giant's sales edged up to $12.43 billion from the year-ago total of $12.39 billion, boosted by a 3% increase in North American sales. Investors are giving thumbs up to the results. Nike shares are up 4.8% in after-hours trading. Also reporting after today's close, FedEx. The shipping company handily beat expectations for adjusted profit, and it announced a $5 billion stock buyback program. In response, FedEx shares are soaring nearly 13% in extended trading. In the day's regular action, stocks posted modest gains. The major indexes all recording fresh closing highs again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added another 269 points. The S&P 500 added 16. And the NASDAQ Composite tacked on 32. The blue chip down now within 220 points of the 40,000 level. That's your money now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. I hope we see a long run from Dalton Knecht in the tourney. Knecht was once a junior college player, then transferred to Northern Colorado, and now is in the SEC at Tennessee. This past season, Dalton was the SEC Player of the Year, first-team All-American, and now a projected top 15 draft pick. His story is awesome, and now let's see if he can lead Tennessee to its first-ever Final Four. I'm Zach Gelb.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards or non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
And I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. A couple minutes late here on our traffic on the 5, so let's go ahead and hit traffic on the 7.
Good idea, man. Good idea. Let's see. Looking at traffic here, it hasn't been too rough so far. We've just had typical evening traffic that's going to be causing you some problems. Starting with Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, we've got typical backups there. Same if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10. Beyond that, we still have some issues, or they are dying down on Blue Angel Parkway, whether it be you're traveling northbound towards U.S. Highway 98 or traveling southbound towards Dog Track Road. Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive, that's now going to have you backed up for a little bit. Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, has some minor congestion here and there. Same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And then lastly, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've got some typical backups there. And another quick check of the weather. It is 67 degrees in Pensacola. The low is going to be in the high 50s tonight. There is going to be a slight chance of showers, but and it's going to bleed into Friday, kind of making your Friday a bit worse than usual probably. But it's going to be made up for on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. So whether you're watching basketball or spending time with your kids, I don't know, whatever you like to do on the weekends, you should have a pretty good time doing that.
The Leadership Pensacola class of 2024 is helping Valerie's House. Valerie's House is a special place that helps children and families work through the loss of a loved one together, ensuring no child will have to grieve alone. The LEAP class is helping redo the grounds of the house. Make a donation and find out more at newsradio923.com. 66 degrees here and a bit windy tomorrow morning, so get ready for that one. We got your March Madness update coming up here in a second, but first, your top three stories. And what appears to be good news for the economy, the number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits fell last week to 210,000. That's down from 212,000 the previous week. Lawmakers unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending bill ahead of the government shutdown deadline that was tomorrow night at 11:59 p.m. Of course, both Republicans and Democrats want to pass that bill so that they can go on their two-week recess. Former President Trump could see some of his New York assets seized if he doesn't meet Monday's deadline to pay a $464 million bond. He said he'll have to sell some of his properties at fire sale prices to post the bond, unless he's able to convince an appeals court to let him post a smaller amount. Let's go ahead and hit some sports. March Madness. This is the first official day of March Madness basketball. Yesterday was, and the day before was the first four. But today, already going underway, and we've already got a couple of upsets. The big upset of the day, number 11 seed Duquesne beat number 6 seed BYU 71-67. The other one that's, I guess it's kind of an upset because it's the lower seed, but not that expected. Michigan State is a number 9 seed. They beat number 8 seed Mississippi State 69-51. And then Creighton, number 3 seed, beat Akron 77-60. Arizona beat Long Beach State. Then North Carolina was over Wagner. Illinois beat Morehead State. Underway right now, we've got number 11 seed Oregon looking to upset number 6 seed South Carolina. This game is on TNT. Oregon is up. Well, let me refresh. I think they're up 57-41. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they're up 57-41 with 12 minutes left in the game. And just ending halftime right now, Nevada is leading Dayton. Another upset brewing here. Nevada is a 10 seed, Dayton 7 seed. Nevada's up by 9 points. So lots of things going on. Of course, the games tonight, you've got them on TNT, CBS, and TBS, as well as True TV. So lots of games still lined up for later today. What else we got going on in sports, Austin?
Well, let's see. If you in women's basketball, we do have the first half of the women's first four being in the books. That happened last night. Presbyterian beat Sacred Heart 49-42, and Vanderbilt beat Columbia 72-68. The other half begins tonight at 6 with 11 seeds Arizona and Auburn. It's going to be followed by 16 seeds UT Martin and Holy Cross at 8. You can catch both of those games on ESPN2. And Bobby, I don't know if you have filled out a bracket. I don't know if you take part in that. But I have, and I was talking to Joe about how wrong I was on the first four games. But I was like, okay, you know, I filled out the bracket beforehand. It auto-fills those games. Maybe I've still got a chance. Well, with Duquesne beating BYU, my bracket is 100% busted. So, I figured I would just, you know, weep for a moment. Also in women's sports, though, Miami Hurricanes head coach Katie Meyer is retiring after 19 seasons. She went 362 and 208 in her time with the Canes, leading them to 10 appearances in the NCAA tournament. She will continue to work with the university, though, serving as a special advisor and ambassador for the athletic department. And I'm sure there's somebody out there thinking, basketball sucks. I want something else. Well, the Padres got revenge on the Dodgers this morning. They won their rematch in the Seoul Series 15-11. Most baseball diehards probably weren't up for that. It was quite early in our time zone here. But tonight, the NHL, we've got the Kraken and Golden Knights, two of the newest teams in the NHL, one of which is the defending Stanley Cup champs. They're going to be getting underway at 9:30 on ESPN. Bobby?
Thank you very much. Very nice. Scientists have reportedly uncovered the remains of the largest river dolphin found on Earth. The creature's fossilized skull was found in the Amazon in Peru in 2018, but scientists announced the discovery on Wednesday. Officials say the new species belongs to a group of dolphins that were commonly found in the world's oceans 16 to 24 million years ago. The skull has a long snout, well-developed forehead area, and large teeth.
And the fast food chain Sonic is offering a new treat in celebration of next month's solar eclipse. So we've got we really do have health, business, and science here.
Yes,
the company is planning to introduce their blackout slush float next Monday. They described the drink as a black-colored slush that mixes dragon fruit and cotton candy flavors. It's topped with whipped cream and sprinkles and comes with a free pair of eclipse glasses, according to restaurant officials.
I don't even like slushies. I don't like slushies. Yeah. I don't like icies.
It's a bit too much for me.
It's too sweet or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. There's nearly $2 billion up for grabs for America's two biggest lotteries. Nobody won the grand prize last night for the Powerball drawing, so the jackpot jumps up to an estimated $750 million for Saturday's drawing. The Mega Millions jackpot is teetering at $1 billion, $977 million, when the numbers are drawn this Friday night.
And more viewers are turning on streaming services for entertainment, news, and sports. Not really a surprise there, according to the new Nielsen report called The Gauge. February streamer viewership was at its highest in 6 months. It found that over a third of all TV viewership is on streaming platforms. That's compared to just 27% on cable and 23% on broadcast. That's 37% share of streaming service watchers is the highest since August of 2023. Just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see here. Starting with North Davis Highway, we do have some issues traveling both north and south here, basically between Creighton Road and Olive Road. We've got issues going both ways here. No confirmation of any traffic incidents. We typically have backups in that area, so it's not much to worry about currently, but just be on the lookout for it. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound trying to get onto I-10, we still have typical evening traffic that's going to cause you some problems there. Blue Angel Parkway, we do have an accident report on Pine Forest Road just north of the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. Doesn't appear to be causing really much, if any, congestion in that immediate area, but on Blue Angel Parkway traveling westbound towards the intersection with Mobile Highway, you are going to have some backups traveling in that direction. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound on Fairfield Drive is giving you some backups as well, followed by some issues on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and some on Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River. As for our weather, it is 67 degrees in Pensacola. Low's going to be in the 50s with slight chance of showers. That will increase over Friday, but should be gone by the weekend, giving you a nice sunny weekend with highs in the low 70s and a bit chillier nights. Bobby?
In pop culture news, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are reportedly living separately after speculation that their engagement is over. According to U.S. Weekly, an insider claims that Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are living apart as they work on their rocky romance. Fox is reportedly living in Malibu, while he is still at their Los Angeles area mansion. They began dating in 2020, got engaged in 2022, but breakup rumors have been going on ever since February 2023. So, yeah, in case you're fans of that kind of, I don't know. I never really care about Hollywood romances.
No, me neither. Because like, they whatever. Don't last. Not only that, but that couple, I mean, you say you don't care about the storyline too much, so I doubt you know much about them. Those people are weird, man. Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are some strange folks. Because I remember they made like headlines a while back about drinking each other's blood or something.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, they drink each other's blood or something.
Weird
blood
folks.
Vials or something. Yeah.
A woman who inspired love songs by Eric Clapton and then-husband George Harrison has put love letters from Clapton up for auction. Patty Boyd was married to Harrison from 1966 to 1977 and was the inspiration for the Beatles' Harrison-penned song, Something. Clapton, who fervently tried to entice Boyd away from Harrison, wrote Layla and Wonderful Tonight for her. Oh, I love that song. In a New York Times interview, Boyd revealed the content of some of Clapton's love letters, including a 71 letter that said, "If you don't want me, please break the spell that binds me." The love letters are among 111 lots in the Patty Boyd collection that have been up for auction on Christie's. The online auction ends early Friday.
Very interesting. We'll not be purchasing any of that.
Me neither.
The Young Thug and alleged... Oh, actually, we got to get a quick break. So when we come back here, we'll get some more of your pop culture headlines as well as some weird and wacky news and some good news still lined up for you right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. And if you have any thoughts on the news stories of the day, text us 850-437-1620. Also, be sure to download our mobile app and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. That's the News Radio Pensacola mobile app. All right, coming up here next, we've got your weird, wacky news, some good news stories for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting, while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to hr@newsradio1620.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Austin's still running everything over here, but Joe's out for a couple of days. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Joe. The 28th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up March 23rd and 24th at the Gulf Breeze Community Center. 100 plus local, regional, and national artists are going to browse through food vendors, live art demonstrations, silent auction, and activities for the kids. Find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. We got an next traffic update for you, traffic and weather update for you in about 4 minutes. Let's get started with some of the weird and wacky headlines. What do we got going on weird and wacky, Austin?
Well, let's see here. We'll start with a California pastor who's now behind bars in connection with an alleged $40,000 murder-for-hire plot. Riverside police say the man, the pastor at a church in Victorville, paid several suspects thousands of dollars to kill a man that his daughter was romantically involved with. The victim was shot several times in Riverside's Orange Crest neighborhood in October of last year. Luckily, the victim was able to drive himself to a hospital and survived.
Yeah, and a New York woman known as the Hot Dog Hooker has been arrested again. Catherine Scalia first made headlines in 2012 when she used a hot dog truck as a front for selling sex, which is how she got the nickname Hot Dog Hooker. Now she's been hit with stalking charges, accused of repeatedly harassing a man at his office and his home, exposing herself, shouting anti-Semitic remarks, and much more. So, this lady.
Yeah,
so something else.
You think you know somebody. Skier at Mammoth Mountain, California, miscalculated how a wild coyote would react to his offer of friendship. It happens to all of us. A video posted to the Mammoth subreddit shows that the man extended his hand to the wild canine in the ski resort's parking lot. The animal bit the man in the hand, and now he's going to have to get a rabies shot for trying to interact with a wild animal. Yeah, I mean, the wording at the end there, very passive-aggressive, but I think it's fair. It's a wild animal. I love dogs and I love cats, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be walking up to a wolf or a tiger anytime soon. You gotta use your noggin.
It is a wild animal when it comes down to it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Quavo is looking to give back to the Atlanta community and reduce gun violence. On Wednesday, the rapper announced the Spark Grants Initiative. It'll give $10,000 to 10 different Atlanta-focused organizations. The grant program is in partnership with the Rocket Foundation, which Quavo founded in 2022 after his nephew Takeoff, who's also a member of the Migos, was shot and killed. He says that the Spark Grants are meant to honor Takeoff and the countless families that have been affected by gun violence.
Very nice. And last year, a Massachusetts resident and his family were going through the personal effects of a deceased grandfather and happened to come across a very large collection of valuable Asian artworks. Now, that alone is pretty cool, but they noticed that these artifacts are pretty old, and their grandfather was a World War II veteran. So they contacted the FBI, and the FBI Art Crimes Unit confirmed that the artifacts were looted during the Battle of Okinawa in the final days of World War II. Upon being reported, the Art Crimes Unit took the pieces in, and I think they were given to some museum institution or something in hopes of preserving such delicate pieces of history, which, I mean, I think is personally pretty awesome, because not only do I think art's pretty cool, but when you look at World War II, and if you know the story of World War II and how the Nazis and stuff, they would go through Europe and destroy old artworks, mm-hmm. you know, so it's pretty cool that that they were able to preserve something like that, because a lot of it was destroyed, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that is. There is, going back to the March Madness thing, you asked me a little bit ago if I fill out a bracket.
Yes.
This is the first year in like forever I have not filled out a bracket.
Really?
I've just been too busy to really focus on the games. And I've been doing score updates and everything for our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, but I haven't really been able to just sit down and go, okay, I'm filling out the bracket. But I did see that there was that big upset. He said it ruined your bracket. That was a team I thought might go deep into the tournament.
And, really?
But yeah, I thought BYU was going to go deep. But
oh, I thought you meant Duquesne. I was about to say Duquesne.
No. I thought BYU would go deep. And so instead they get knocked out in the first round. So that I'm sure that blew up a lot of people's brackets. So what do we got going on with traffic and weather together on the fives?
Let's see here. We'll start with Caroline Street, because that's where my map last was. If you're traveling westbound on Caroline, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we've still got some typical evening traffic causing backups there. Same can be said if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards 10 Mile Road. Pine Forest, whether you be traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound trying to get on the I-10, you're going to have a lot of backups in that area there. Did have speaking of Pine Forest Road, we did have an accident reported just north of the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, but that appears to not be causing any issues. So if you're dealing with issues over there, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. Beyond that, it's just going to be problems on North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound towards I-10, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Looking at the weather here, it is 67 degrees in Pensacola, overcast skies currently. As we get into tonight, the overcast skies aren't just bluffing. There's going to be some rainfall, but it's going to increase in over Friday and should die down by the time we get to the weekend. And it's going to be a beautiful weekend, high in the low 70s, lows in the 50s. And on Saturday night, it's supposed to be in the 40s. So chilly evenings, beautiful days. Sounds like an awesome weekend, especially for this time of year.
We'll get back to some of these top three stories before the top of the hour here. But first, a little update on March Madness. What's going on with the first day here? We had a couple of upsets already. Number 11 seed Duquesne upsetting number 6 seed BYU. Number 9 seed Michigan State beating number 8 seed Mississippi State. And then you had number 11 seed Oregon beating number 6 seed South Carolina by 10 points with only 7 minutes left in the half, about 6.5 minutes left in the game. And then the second half just started with number 10 seed Nevada leading number 7 seed Dayton by 11 points. And like I said, the second half just got started on that one. So we'll have to see what happens with that. But got a few upsets already here in day one of the tournament. So now, who do you have going all the way, Austin, on your bracket?
That's the thing. I'm looking at this now outdated bracket that I had copied in here. Let's see. I got my Final Four being UConn versus number 5 St. Mary's. That's the lowest seed I had. And then top seed Houston facing 3 seed Creighton. I had it being between UConn and Houston, and UConn wins. So that is still very much within play.
I still think UConn versus Houston is probably, those are probably the two best teams out there.
They've looked like them for sure. I mean,
Houston's just been dominating all year long, and really so is UConn. But I've been impressed with Houston's games this year. Top three stories here real quick as we've got about a minute left. In what appears to be good news for the economy, the number of Americans who applied for unemployment benefits fell last week from 212,000 down to 210,000. Skeptics claim that the number of people in the workforce has dropped, though, so this doesn't give a full picture of the economy. Lawmakers unveiled a $1.2 trillion spending package to help avert a government shutdown. They have to have something passed by 11:59 p.m. tomorrow in order to keep the government from shutting down. Senator Marco Rubio says it's full of earmarks, though. That's a problem I have. He goes and says that Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins did an excellent job putting this together, but there's a lot of pigs around here, and they just can't help themselves and just fill it with a bunch of crap. And final top three story, President Trump could lose some of his properties. He could see some of his New York assets seized if he doesn't meet the deadline to pay a bond on Monday. And he said in order to pay the bond at its current amount of $464 million, he may have to sell some of his properties on fire sale prices unless he's able to get an appeals court to agree with him.